From the WRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Nadege Green. They're the breakout Miami hip-hop stars who catapult onto the national stage. Money over everything, that's my attitude. Like Trina. Spin the game, that's my attitude. That's the boss, Rick Ross. And then there's Peter Bailey. He's not a rapper or a musician. He's a journalist. He's interviewed the biggest names in hip-hop, and now he wants to create a platform to introduce audiences to up-and-coming artists.
Miami's local soul, our soul is always being stifled there. You know, you have a New York artist come down here, and people go run to see them. But you have right-hand Liberty City, Opa-locka, Alapata, Little Habana, this renaissance of talent that is just never heard.
In 2010, Peter Bailey created Nightcap, a YouTube channel with 13,000 subscribers that showcases celebrity interviews. His shows have occasionally been picked up by local NBC 6 and the CW Network. Bailey recently launched a spinoff on his popular Nightcap show called Nightcap Debut, focused on newer and independent Miami artists.
It's going to have their space to speak and be heard. So first up, we have the artist Lox coming from Liberty City, Miami.
We can ride, we can ride, we can ride, we can slide to the other side. While the others playing, they can sit and vibe.
This the production center right here, you know, like, we know I make the beats at, you know.
Lox-a-Million, right, or just Lox, is inside his Liberty City music studio, a bedroom he transformed into his private workspace. The yellow and white home sits on a quiet Liberty City residential block. This is where Lox begins his creative process. Getting his final product out to audiences is not easy. There aren't many outlets in Miami that introduces unsigned artists to the general public.
When you listen to the radio, you know, just for instance, you don't really hear that many artists that's independent or new on the 99 Jams or on a 103.5, you know, or Power 96.
One of the few places that will play their music are local strip clubs. Lox says Nightcap Debut can be that introduction to a broader audience.
People can see your personality and see what you're about.
Lox produced this soon-to-be-released song, Runway, for popular Overtown rapper Piccolo. Piccolo is a veteran of the Miami rap scene. His music has been the soundtrack to many high school pep rallies across South Florida. He says back when he was trying to make it onto the local scene, DJs and popular clubs were more accessible and willing to take a chance on a new sound.
When I made my own little genre of music, as far as the stick music, it was like a whole wave, a tsunami over Miami, because it's like, oh, this is ours. We got something that belongs to us. So it's like, it's coming back to taking that back and standing for it.
Miami producer and Piccolo's manager, Ghetto Style, says it's much harder now in this digital media age to break through.
You have to market it and to be able to sell it. Yeah, I could put my music on iTunes today, but how are you going to know that my music is on iTunes?
This is the much-needed opportunity Peter Bailey's Nightcap provides local artists, Ghetto says.
When Peter Bailey does this Nightcap, it's good for Miami artists because they get to get that exposure.
Bailey hopes to capture and reflect what he calls the real Miami. It's the music from Little Haiti, Overtown, and Opa-locka, not just the murals of Wynwood or nightclubs on South Beach. He says the music is a bridge to understanding Miami's black neighborhoods by giving voice to the artists who come from them.
What blessing would it be that on debut I get to break out the next Maya Angelou? I get to break out the next Ernest Hemingway? I get to break out the next Tupac Shakur? You know, right here from Miami.
Granny, I wish that you could see me. I'm a star now.
From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Nadege Green.